It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
Welcome back to the program. You know, we've got some really, really, really big news, especially when it deals with this program. What's coming up in the future is amazing. It's press release worthy. And we're super, super excited. And it's not official, but when it is, obviously you'll be the first to know. But it's amazing and it's awesome. And it's all because of you and the way you've supported this and all the work that goes on behind the scenes. And it's awesome, and I can't wait. The future is bright, and we're super excited. Love you and appreciate you more than ever. One of the things that we do, though, is we bring you the stories that really nobody else is bringing you. And because it's what fascinates me, it's what fascinates us. This is a story that just broke an hour ago. An hour ago, nobody's talking about it. The New York State U.S. History Regents Exam. Do you know what that is? Do you remember the Regents Exam back in high school? New York State U.S. History Regents Exam is scheduled for June 1st. High school students will be taking the New York State U.S. History Regents Exam June 1st. It's been canceled. And the reason it's been canceled is because in the wake of the racist mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, there is triggering content from the test. New York State Education, Department of Education, has canceled the New York State U.S. History Regents Exam on June 1st because of the triggering content in U.S. history in wake of the Buffalo shooting. Here's a direct quote from the press release. This was New York State Education Department Board of Regents Chancellor Lester Young Jr., Regent Catherine Collins of the 8th Judicial District, and the members of the Board of Regents. In the wake of the heinous mass shooting in Buffalo, the department is taking numerous steps to explore potential areas of support for students and schools across the state. Such actions include having content experts from the department in partnership with New York State educators review all of the June 2022 Regents exams, which have already been printed and packaged for shipment to schools. It's on June 1st, after all. During that review, our experts determined that there is content on the new Regents examination and United States history and government framework that has the potential to compound student trauma caused by the recent violence in Buffalo, New York. This is New York State Excelsior. They've canceled the U.S. History Regents exam because of the content in American history that may trigger people on that exam. What say you? 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. Canceling the Regents exam because, after all, the content may be triggering to people because of the recent shooting. Are you kidding me? Seriously? What the hell are you doing? How is that? Listen, there are a lot of things that you're going to find out a lot of things you're going to find out about your own family history that could be triggering, right? Could be triggering. How do adults deal with complicated material and educate children so that material does not handicap them from functioning as a normal citizen in today's world? I never thought that that was the challenge of educators in New York State, but obviously it is. So rather than the New York State Regents Board and Board of Education in New York State, Department of Education getting together and deciding on May 24th that a test on June 1st may trigger people. Who is it going to trigger? The white supremacists that go to that are taking the New York State history exam? Is that who you're worried about triggering? You're worrying about triggering everyone else who's mourning the loss? We have lost 2 years of education because of your damn policies due to COVID. You haven't reduced anyone's taxes here in New York State about what job you're supposed to do educating our kids in public schools. You haven't given us a rebate for one penny of that taxation. Your job is to educate students. 2 years we've lost because of COVID. And now you have another excuse why you can't do your damn job. Another excuse why maybe our kids aren't learning what they're supposed to be learning. And now it's the excuse of the shooting in Buffalo and what the test might do to people dealing with what happened in Buffalo. I would think that if you were triggered by something on that test, in a multiple choice test about U.S. history before May 14th, if you're triggered by it after May 14th, you would have been triggered before May 14th. Don't you think? Don't you think? Or is this just another excuse for educators to say, hey, you know what? How do we delay doing our job? The last thing we want is New York State students to be compared to any other students in the country or from school district to school district. Here's another excuse why our kids are underperforming. Let's just blame it. Due to the fact that the Buffalo Bills lost the football game in the last 13 seconds, we're going to not issue the algebra exam. We're afraid that there are references to 13 seconds and degrees. And because the football field is a rectangle, geometry, algebra, math will be canceled. Stop it. Give the test. Why don't you want to give the test? You're gonna use that as an excuse? Don't you think now is the time more kids need to know about U.S. history? Need to have those conversations about slavery, about abolition, about how in the past there were people that believed and had policy decisions based on skin color. And some of those people still represent the party we elect in the plural, in the aggregate now in New York State. But let's forget the political parties involved in racism. Let's get back to the fact that U.S. history is full of a lot of awkward, uncomfortable truths. And there was a time that people used public policy based on their own prejudices and their own racist ideology of how they saw chosen people, evolved people, and people that should have a job, have a vote, own property. And that's what happened in our history. Let's talk about our history. Let's talk about why we can now look back at that and say, what the hell were they thinking? Let's also talk about what other factors were going on in the world that allowed people to think like that. And let's also go around and talk about the factors that were involved that allowed people to be enslaved. Why did people not think that they had value? Why did people that stood up to the government and the machine saying, these are human beings protected under the Constitution, I don't give a damn what your court says, and I don't give a damn how you adjudicate yourself as a state. I'm telling you, these people have a right to live. And if you cross me, I'm willing to go to war with you over it. Is that a part of our U.S. history in New York State? When did New York State abolish slavery? Are you teaching that? How many people volunteered to give their lives in the Civil War based solely on slavery right here in New York State? How many black men volunteered to fight in the Civil War based on slavery? Free men in the North. Is that a part of what we're teaching? Is that triggering? Or is that empowering? You would rather hide the truth in our history than educate the awkward reality of who we were and why we'll never be that again. Because I'm telling you, the more you hide the truth, the more you are destining us to repeat the past. That's what we found in the world. When you don't talk about racism and bigotry, when you don't educate people on what this country stands for and the mistakes it made in the past, you must address slavery. You must address the 19th century. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. When we talk about truth and how so many people want to use this situation in Buffalo and just plug it into whatever motive and whatever operation and whatever public service they think is pushing their agenda, and how they're exploiting the hell out of this tragedy. Exploiting the hell out of what the story here is. There is no more denying white supremacy exists in our culture. You cannot deny it. It is not a political party or an ethnicity problem. But the people that ran around and said, well, it's such a small percentage of people, David. It's such a small percentage of people. Well, I don't care what the small percentage of people are. One of them got a hold of a gun and murdered people and bowed down to that ideology. So whatever percentage it is, it was great enough to kill 10 people, change our neighbors and our community, and wound 3 others. That has to be addressed. You can't deny that. And yet white people, radio, all the rhetoric, everyone's got to change the way they approach things. We have to walk on raindrops here. Let's be super careful. Let's tiptoe. The community's grieving. Everyone watch their tone. This is an important part. It's about bringing people together. And yet, there are people in our community still to this day that have their rhetoric that was the same rhetoric as 2 years ago, Memorial Day weekend, when George Floyd died. It's the same rhetoric. When are we softening our tone? We're acknowledging that white supremacy exists, and I'm asking for all Americans in our region across the country to destroy that ideology, to target it, to smoke it out. And if you can't love and educate white supremacists, if you don't have the time to open dialogue and teach them what really is happening in the world, when they get violent and before they strike, as the rattlesnake is coiled, we need to take that rattlesnake out. We're not waiting for that rattlesnake of hatred to bite us anymore. When that rattlesnake is coiled, we're going to take it out. But we need to identify where it is, where it's coming from, and how to kill it. And by the way, before it gets violent, before it's coiled, we can find a way to educate and love those people, expose their ignorance, and allow them to actually conform with the truth. American history, what's happening on in the world? That's one side. What about the other side? Are you going to stop your rhetoric? Are you going to stop your lies? Are you going to stop rallying your base around things that are nonsensical and untrue? Can we be honest with each other? Can we stop the rhetoric that is dividing America? Do you have any interest in joining us and making this country a more perfect union? Or do you want to be the ones that cancel a U.S. Regents exam because of the triggering effects of what our U.S. history could do to the fragile minds of people reeling? What other ways can we cancel exams? Let's be honest with each other. How do we have the open, honest dialogue with each other about how to bring this country and our region together, shoulder to shoulder? It's not by running away from our racist past. It's by educating and discussing. How did it happen? Why did it happen? How do we avoid it from ever happening again? Or do you want to be a society that says it happened 200 years ago, it happened 100 years ago, it happened 25 years ago, now I suspect it's happening today, and therefore I don't want to participate? When you could take one officer in one police department that does something outrageous, violent, and this person needs to be out of law enforcement, we are going to start a movement to categorize all law enforcement for the actions of the few. But you can't do that with any other ethnicity or any other profession. This is not helping. You're not a part of the solution. At least admit you don't want to be a part of the solution. If we're going to own the way we discuss white supremacy, if we're going to own how the right is tackling speech, how we're going to continue to educate people on our very uncomfortable and awkward past, but do it with honor and honesty, what is the other side going to do? Are you going to get awkward and uncomfortable too? Or is this just a one side thing? I think we need to be better. I think this is a moment where we can get better, but it takes equal opportunity to want to be honest and upfront and heal. I'm troubled by it. I'm troubled by it. I'm not losing hope. I'm not losing optimism. I'm troubled by it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you make of this? Why aren't we talking about the past? Why are we hiding speech? What is really going on here? Are we going to be better because of this? Or are we just going to continue down the road and react to what happens in our world, not be proactive to mitigating violence and the loss of life and hatred? Where are you? On what side of the aisle are you? Not Democrat, Republican, on being proactive or reactive. Are you a part of the solution or do you want to ignore the problem? Where are you? We'll take your calls after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've triggered some people on the old Volkswagen Fortune Part text board. I have. Someone says, David, how long before you piled on teachers with the standard lie that teachers don't want to work? First of all, I didn't say that, random texter. You said that. But if I could help you out with that central argument, do you believe that Phil Remore and the Buffalo Teachers Federation will protest, issue a statement? When will teachers' unions come out and say, this is outrageous? You can't cancel the U.S. History Regents exam on June 1st, which is, a week away? All these, we've been teaching and studying our kids after 2 years of COVID. Our kids are ready to be tested. Everyone needs to know. Our kids know everything about U.S. history. We're doing an outstanding job. What do you want to bet? The horrible shooting. They would have canceled this because of the Will Smith slap of Chris Rock at the Oscars. This, you could have come up with any excuse. They're dying to cancel these exams because they don't want the state to know. Our kids don't know U.S. history. They don't. Where's the outrage from the teachers? Is Phil Remore going to do a protest? What's more outrageous to you, knowing that the thing you've been teaching the kids for the last 5 months is going to be canceled a week out, or the fact that you don't have a MERV 13 filter, that the warm water isn't warm enough? Which one is it? What's the one that you want to take a stand on? Come on, stop it. Stop with the nonsense. We know what's going on here. You don't want the history exam to be given because the kids have been out of school for 2 years. And let's be honest, how are we going to do? Are you teaching the kids we the people, or the pronouns of the founding fathers? They the people of the United States of America. The pronouns are all. Hey, what founding father wore a powdered wig, tights, and heels and signed the Declaration of Independence? A, RuPaul. B, Thomas Jefferson. What? Oh, we didn't get to that part? All right. Give them a citizen's exam. See how they do. The U.S. History Regents, is it tougher or more difficult or easier than the citizen's entry exam? How are we doing? Come on. You don't want... Listen, if I were you, I wouldn't want him to take the Regents exam either. I think it's a lot to ask of teachers to get these kids up to snuff. COVID has... Absolutely. COVID... Year one, COVID year two, and now whatever reason you want to cancel the U.S. history exam, I get it. Cancel it. In perpetuity. The teachers. I'm sure the Federation and the unions will stand up right now and literally say, it's because we are outraged too. Or do you agree with it? Maybe they should cancel school for the rest of the year because it's obviously triggering. Would the teachers be against that? All testing, no more school. What do you think? Line one, Brandon in Tonawanda. What do you think?
Hey, David.
How you doing? What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for your service.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's getting to the point of ridiculousness. In all honesty, I mean, I'm on my way to a meeting right now. I'm in the car, but I had Channel 4 on before I bounced out, and I saw that on the news, and I was like, what? I'm literally sitting there talking to my dogs as if they know what the hell's going on. But I have four kids, you know, two in middle school, two in grammar school, and at this point, I do not envy the future of this country or what we're doing to these kids, just based on what you just said, piggyback off of what you just said. Let's make excuses because of COVID. You know, I have kids that can't spell, or the teachers don't care how they're spelling because you know, they've had troubles over the past couple of years, and, you know, we just want them to get it out and, like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, you need to know how to spell. You need to know your history.
What do you think the teachers' unions are going to do now that the Department of Education has canceled the U.S. history exam regents a week away? Because are they going to say, this is outrageous, our kids are ready, this is what we've been preparing for? How dare you take away another benchmark to show us that we're the best teachers in the state, that we're the best at what we do, and we're getting our kids ready to not only meet the standard but exceed the standard? I would want, could you imagine, I mean, any job you're in, a performance comes up and it gets canceled, and you're ready and prepared for the performance, you're outraged over it. I'm not hearing a peep from any of these unions. I wonder why.
I don't think, unfortunately, you will. And it's just, you know, what we've created and, you know, whatever the dimensions are as to how they get paid or what they're threatened with or what they're not threatened with. And that's hearsay. I don't know that to be factual. I'm just gauging and speculating based on the teacher conferences I've had for my own children and what I see going on within our community. You know, I don't think anyone's going to step up. I don't think anyone has, you know, the balls to do it.
Yeah, that's most definitely true, Brandon. Oh, I wish I was your dogs. I'd love to have heard that monologue you gave them. God bless you, Brandon. Thank you for your phone call. Line two is John in Lancaster. John, what are your thoughts on this topic?
How are you today, David? Thank you for your service.
I appreciate it, John. What's going on?
So there are theory, these two dum-dums in Albany, that this is going to hurt people's feelings, students' feelings, and trigger emotions. But in theory, shouldn't they have learned all of this anyways because they're going to be tested on it? Therefore, their feelings are...
Oh, shots fired. John. Ouch. You're saying that if you would have done your job, the triggering would have happened immediately.
Already, they would say, wow.
It would have happened already. Ouch. Hey, look, man.
I'm the class.
This is literally, what other thing can you cancel that you already want to get out of anyway? I mean, why U.S. history? I thought math was racist. Wasn't math racist?
Yes.
You can do math too? I mean, come on, stop it. The teacher should be outraged. This is ridiculous. Our history is not, we don't run away from our racist past. We don't run away from the bigotry. We don't run away from the slavery discussion. There are so many lessons in how you need to be equipped with where this country has gone, where it's going, and why those sins can never be repeated again. And running away from that, to me, just shows you that A, you're not educating them correctly, or B, you're afraid of what the result is going to be on test day.
So they're canceling the exam statewide, correct?
Yes, it's not just for Buffalo, it's for the entire New York State.
Okay, so I'm in the class of 1981. 1978, some entrepreneur, a young gentleman, jumped into a dumpster in Albany and got the exam, and then we had to retake them the following school. We had two weeks to prepare for it, and I'm thinking as a 16-year-old, man, I didn't get those exams, but I get to retake the exam, and it was a lot easier the second time around because you forgot all that stuff over the summer. So now let's say the kids in Rochester are like, yeah, great, something happened, and we don't have to take exams. What can we do next year so we don't have to take our math exam? I mean,
the other thing is that if you want to truly talk about how a person that is twisted and evil will impact the world, right? A terrorist that blows himself up and kills hundreds of people is like, I want to impact the world. My actions, evil, satanic, twisted, bigotry, hatred, whatever it is that motivates an idiot from doing these horrible, evil things, all you've done is play right to the hand of a moron that wants to take their twisted, evil, morally bankrupt ideology and say, look, man, I took, you're not going to open up the store. You're not going to do, these people are underserved. Oh, by the way, now it's affecting U.S. history. If you've got a problem with our U.S. history, you just stopped the exam from going out. Again, the terrorists win. That's what you did.
They're making our kids stupider. by design.
It's tragic. John, excellent call. Appreciate you. Line one is Diane in Tonawanda. Diane, what do you think?
Hey, I completely agree with you. You are better spoken than I am, so you're putting it more eloquently. But it's a terrible idea. We're not helping anybody deal with the trauma. We're not helping them process it by hiding it, by denying them their right to be educated on our history. Like you said, preparation is... if you don't know about your past, you can't prepare for the future or make it better. I'm doing all these kids a horrible disservice. I'd like to hear like a trauma therapist, like somebody that specializes in that, call in, because I think that any good one would think this is a horrible idea. I've had PTSD for over 30 years, and I just finally started seeing a therapist for it like 5 years ago.
Well, good for you.
So
I tell you, you can run away from it all you want, but it's there, and it's something that you got to get the tools and the defense mechanisms to be able to get in front of it and get empowered again. And it takes such courage to do it, right? Because we don't want to admit that we're damaged. We don't want to admit that we're not whole because of an experience that we had, something traumatic that that happened. But that is true empowerment, is dealing with it, focusing on you. And if this is traumatizing, it doesn't matter if you don't know anyone that went through slavery or you didn't have a racist thing. It could be traumatizing. It could be triggering. That's what you're there for as an educator. That's what you're there for. That's your job. And what you do is you're now saying, I teach U.S. history, but evidently this is too much. Not the right time. It's not appropriate. And now we're going to cancel it.
I mean, there's never a right, a convenient, or a comfortable time to be triggered. And it doesn't happen like that, unfortunately. So you have to prepare to learn. You need to learn how to deal with that and process those things. Otherwise, like you said, you can't run away from it. You can run away from it, but it'll keep up with you until you learn how to process it. And kids' brains are forming still. There's so much growth going on, and to cut off those circuits by denying them the ability to process and learn is such a disservice. I mean, our kids, if we intervened and taught them, educated them, gave them a chance to talk about it, let them know it's normal to be upset or afraid, and give them the tools to process this early, they have so much better chances of becoming healthy adults, because of the brain circuitry. We're going to help them continue to grow and wire in a healthy way. We're not going to stunt it. And it's natural as a human being to want to stunt it and get away from everything that's scary or hurtful. But unfortunately, in the long run, it catches up with us. And we're doing a terrible disservice to them.
Diane, you sound pretty articulate and intelligent. That was brilliant. And that is so true. That's exactly. We don't do ourselves any service to say there's not. You're a victim. You're powerless. You can't do anything about it. Let's deny that it happened. Let's forget it. You're on a beach. You're on a beach. No, my house is on fire. No, you're on a beach. I want you to envision the beach. That's that sound you're hearing is the waves. No, it's an ambulance. What are you doing to me? I need to address this. I can't deny it. It's happening. Yeah, no, God bless you. That was brilliant. Diane, excellent job. Well done. Line three is Mike in Angola. Mike, what is on your mind, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My wife and I moved to South Carolina. We both had Regents diplomas. She started her first teaching job. She got in immediately.
Back then, Mike, didn't you get a money for that, too?
Wasn't
there a Regents scholarship?
No, not Regents scholarship, just Regents diploma, regular...
I got you. Okay, I'm with you.
Accreditation.
All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
You go for your job down there. We lived in a couple places down south. The Regents diploma was gold. New York State Regents diploma was gold. Okay. Now they're laughing at us. It means nothing. And I just want to know when the adults are going to come back, leaders are going to come back, instead of the people that are going to run away from all the problems. The leaders, you know, I don't have to tell you what a leader is. When are they coming back? When are the people running things, people where are responsible for things, when are those adults coming back?
God, that's a great, that is a question. If we were sitting around a campfire, this is the moment that in the movie where we just stare at the flames. We don't say a word. We all look at the fire and we say, wow, what Mike in Angola said was really deep. When do the leaders and the adults come back and take this thing over again? Wow. I don't know, man. That's brilliant. I don't know. When does it, you know what I'm saying? Do you remember that old, I don't know what it is, metaphor, allegory, the story of, you know, there's a guy in a fire and a fireman comes to help him. And he's like, no, God's saving me. And then a policeman comes and he's like, no, God's saving me. And then an EMT is like, dude, you're going to die. And he's like, God's going to save me. I'm going to stay right here. Then he dies. He goes to heaven and he's talking to God. And God, he's like, God, why didn't you save me? He's like, I tried three times. I tried three times to save you. And you were waiting for something that you wanted, that you believed was actually God. It's working all the time. You're avoiding it. The helpers are out there. We have people in education that know what's right. We have superintendents and principals that showed us leadership during COVID. They were the ones that were embattled. There were proper school boards that handled this the right way, and they were the ones that the state went after against. They're the ones Erie County went up against. There are good people fighting the fight. The problem is they don't have the tools to be able to survive the fight. And that's the problem, because this, I'm telling you, there's nothing about this. This is so transparent and so ridiculous. We're going to plug a tragedy, an act of terror, into everything we want to achieve. Everything we need to that is on our wish list, we're going to find a way. Somehow we're going to link this to global warming. We're going to get a way that we can talk about whatever fossil fuels and banning natural gas and everything else that we see the world. Plug it into there. Now the Regents U.S. history exam is canceled a week out because U.S. history is triggering. There's things in that test that will trigger. Who is it going to trigger, by the way? Are you saying you have white supremacists in our public schools? Or are you saying that other people affected by the white supremacy are going to be triggered? I don't know. But it seems to me that if you've got things in your exam that are triggering, they would have been triggering outside of a mass shooting.
Yep.
I don't know. Who knows? Mike, excellent point. Really good call. Mike in Angola. 803-0930. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take a break. 1-800-616-WBEN. They've canceled the Regents diploma, the Regents test, June 1st. U.S. history, Regents exam is canceled. Why? Well, because of May 14th, of course. It's triggering. Why not cancel all the Regents exams? Why not cancel school? Oh, wait, you did that for 2 years? Oh, yeah. And of course, this is something done by the Department of Education, but the teachers are outraged. You're going to hear Phil Ramore? Is he going to have no press? Wait, when's the press conference of Phil Ramore? No Buffalo Teachers Federation? What about the superintendent of Buffalo schools? Is he going to hold a... She? No? No one is going to hold a press conference saying this is outrageous? Fascinating. We'll take your calls on this and so much more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.